WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Maryland man the White House admitted was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison 2 months ago is on his way back to the U.S., according to sources familiar with the matter. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia became a flashpoint in the Trump administration's sweeping deportation efforts of alleged gang members. ABC's Catherine Falder says Abrego-Garcia will face criminal charges in the U.S.
We're told by sources that he's on his way back because he is facing criminal charges. He has been indicted by a federal grand jury, an indictment that remains under seal on charges related to human trafficking. So once in the United States, he will face federal criminal charges for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the United States. That stems from that 2022 Tennessee Highway Patrol traffic stop where Abrego-Garcia was pulled over for speeding. He was in that car with eight other people who he was transporting.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling ordering the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Abrego-Garcia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol says they handed out over 1,300 citations during their Click It or Ticket campaign around Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, the special enforcement campaign ran from May 19th to June 1st. The campaign was meant to encourage residents to wear their seatbelts when they're driving to avoid more significant injuries in the event of a crash during a busy travel season. Even though the special enforcement campaign is over, the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that they will still enforce seatbelt laws. A Wisconsin State Assembly committee held a public hearing this week on legislation that would require a full, plain language explanation for proposed constitutional amendments and referendums appearing on the ballot. The bill would require amendments and referendums to include the date, full ballot text, a summary of the current law, an explanation of the change, and an explanation of what a yes or no vote would mean. It also reallocates the responsibility of providing that information from the state attorney general to the sponsors of the measure. The first of two people charged in relation to a Sawyer County standoff involving firearms and explosives has been sentenced to prison. 40-year-old Zachary Horan and 47-year-old Michael Aaron Colalillo Sr. faced multiple charges in relation to the January incident. According to court documents, the incident began when Colalillo Sr. and the victim at the Sawyer County residence got into a physical altercation during a disagreement about security cameras. Horan was previously convicted, and the charges against Colalillo Sr. are still proceeding. Lake Hayward Beach Park in Sawyer County will play host to a kids' fishing derby this weekend. The fishing derby will take place on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon on the lake, and area kids up to 15 years old are invited to participate. Registration for the event will begin at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday. Everyone who participates will earn a prize and receive some fishing gear, and additional prizes will be awarded for the largest fish caught in each age category. Bait for the fishing contest will be provided, and kids will be able to borrow gear if they don't have their own. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL. Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin. Great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I'd never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in game one of the finals.
Man, we just, we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over here till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Overcast but calm today with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Friday, TGIF, June 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. A little sun out, a couple of clouds here, and there's still a little bit of smoke in the air. Our meteorology team says that's going to linger. First, it was like, oh, it'll be done by Tuesday. Then Wednesday. It just keeps hanging on like a bad girlfriend or a boyfriend, like Trump and Musk. Just keeps. Trump said that Elon was wearing thin, by the way. That's in one of his texts. I appreciated that. But no, the smoke is going to be, they're saying now, hopefully by the end of the weekend. But all in all, I think temperatures in the 70s, more or less. Be a nice weekend to get out and get around. By the way, many thanks to Brady Ewing for being on the show here in the last hour. Always a great time with Brady. One of those guys, one of those people that just make you feel better for sitting down and chatting with him. So many thanks for Brady for being here with us. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to try to get in a couple more news headlines yet this hour. One from Milwaukee, open records laws, where a reporter for WTMJ4 television in Milwaukee was not allowed to go to a public school board meeting. Ramifications of that. And things are getting bananas out in D.C. We'll explain a little bit later. And at the bottom of the hour, just after our news update, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, directly from Brooklyn, New York, with a look at the wild, the wacky, the week in review, stupid human things at the bottom of the hour. But right now it's 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your chance to have your voice heard. And what more do you want than that? You can be heard all across Wisconsin, all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your product, your business advertised than on our network. We would appreciate you. We would love to partner with you. Check us out at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. All right. Category today, fast food-ish. I don't know about you, but gonna be on the road a little bit. I might, although I'm supposed to have less fast food now that I have a fatty liver.
I think you should heed that advice.
Yes. I'm holding off on a dramatic diet change until I'm seeing my doctor in a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's fair. That's completely fair.
And the nutritionist. So, yeah,
good to get some advice.
Yeah,
that's
before I just completely change everything. Anyway, we're not going to go into that right now. Fast food, burgers. What's worse, the Whopper or a Big Mac? Whopper or a Big Mac? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, little search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Pops up. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Wouldn't it be great one of these days, go out to New York, try to see Gayle King, and I'd say, Gayle, all I want you to do is say, it's a deal. Think she'd do that? Probably not.
Maybe.
She's Oprah's friend. What is she going to talk to me for? What's worse? Anyway, download the Civic Media app and you can text us the answer as well. Or call 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Off the text line right now. Let's go back up, Zomers. First couple of ones of those. We got Robert in McFarland on WMDX says, oh, my God, the Big Mac is a giant pile of crap. Had to clean it up a little bit for a radio there. Where was it? It disappeared. Where was it at? The Whopper is considered quality and fast food world. Oh, all right. Big Mac. That was Robert. So Robert saying that the Big Mac is worse. Oscar in Madison listening on WMDX says the Big Mac is worse because you get more bread than you do meat. All right. Let's see here. Robert, we're not going to, don't be mean on McFarland. We read your text, all right? Roger. I see what he's saying. I get it now. I'm sorry, Robert. I apologize. He says Culver's is not fast food. Your apps see as quality because you usually have to wait a little bit longer. So, yes, I'm sorry, Robert. I absolutely 100% agree with you. I said in the first hour, we know it's better. What's better is Culver's, but what's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger in Stevens Point, listening in, says the Big Mac is worse. The special sauce is gross. What else here? Cam and Appleton, as an ex-professional.
The Whopper is the worst flavor-wise, but you can get six Whoppers for $15 if you have coupons, including six fries.
I did not know that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, Whopper or Big Mac? What's worse?
The Big Mac is much worse. Not enough meat, and I am like the gentleman before, the sauce stinks.
Not a fan of the sauce.
Although I have to admit that I always loved the Whopper when they were actually flame broiled.
Oh, yes. Right.
They're not the same anymore as they used to be, but they're still much better than a Big Mac.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good, Ollie. I appreciate seeing it.
Could I just take a minute
to
remind everybody about the March for Veterans that is being held in Appleton this evening? If you're in the area, get on down there and support our vets. They deserve it.
Absolutely. What time does that start? You know, Ollie in Appleton?
It starts, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And runs till 7:30. And it's a bipartisan, peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. No, we always appreciate honoring our veterans. And absolutely, on this D-Day, Ollie, thank you very much for that reminder. Appleton tonight. Thanks, Ollie, for that reminder. Dana in La Crosse participating in our What's Worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac, says actually they're both pretty terrible. But I can enjoy either one as well. Either one as well, depending on my appetite and how well it's prepared that day. All right. Chris listening in Janesville, Wisconsin. By the way, the city of the bridge, the city of parks, as I learned on Pete Schwab's show, says Chris in Janesville says, hands down, the Big Mac is worse. But now that McDonald lawyers are trying to distance themselves from Trump, maybe I'll change. I did not know that, Chris. I did not know that. Steve, listening on WMDX in Milwaukee, says the Big Mac is definitely worse. Wow, this is really trending one way here. Judy, listening in Lodi, says the Big Mac is worse because it has too much bread. I prefer more meat versus the extra bread. Judy from Lodi, I'm with you there on, Judy. Brian in Green Bay, listening on WMDX, but he's in Green Bay, home of WGBW. We're going to be up there broadcasting next Friday from GBW. Cannot wait for that. Says both sandwiches give me the bathroom. I'll just say that. Need to use the restroom after that. Mike, there we go. Mike, listening to WGBW in Green Bay, says, I don't eat burgers, but I certainly enjoy a Whopper from time to time. This is pretty good. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Greg in Genesee Depot, Big Mac, Whopper is much better. So the Big Mac is worse. Whopper is much better. Really, I can't afford either one right now. Isn't that the truth?
They keep jacking up the prices.
I think I maybe told this story a while back, but I don't know. Long story super short. When I was at UW Richland, our soccer coach there, Tracy Krieger, God rest his soul, he loved Burger King. And we would go to, and I would usually go like a Whopper Jr. And so I hadn't been in a Burger King in years. And I don't know why, a few months back, it's the smell. That's what it was. I was in the neighborhood, and that smell got me. I'm like, I'm going to. So I got a Whopper Jr., a fry, and either a small or medium drink. And it was like over $10.
Yeah, it's expensive now.
And I thought, I can go to Culver's and get a single butter burger, fries, and a soda for like $7, $7.50, something like that.
And it's way better.
Yeah. I can't believe how much Burger King, McDonald's, those places have really jacked up the prices.
Yeah, if you want to go there to either of those places, mm-hmm. you have to use coupons or the app that they have to make it more reasonably priced. Otherwise, it's just insane.
See, that's another reason I like Culver's better, is because you get real live, awesome human beings taking yes. your order. And now, occasionally I go to McDonald's because I love their breakfast bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
They are good. Those are good.
And about two times a year, I have a filet of fish. I get a hankering for a McDonald's filet of fish. But now you go into most McDonald's, there's like one live person and three or four touchscreen kiosks you have to order through. And I'm like, I did not. It was my understanding that AI technology was not going to be required to place my order. Culver's, by the way, if you want to, you can place an order through their app now.
I've not done it.
You can see a real human or that. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cameron Appleton says Culver's also has a great shrimp basket. Yes, they certainly do. Robert McFarland, I'll occasionally order Culver's online when the line outside is ungodly long. Sometimes I'll even order online when I'm in line.
That works. You can do that too.
All right, Zobbers, what's worse, Whopper or Big Mac?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Whopper because Burger King does not agree with me. I'll leave it at that. Right. Not that I like Big Macs. I've only had one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree with what people are saying. I would prefer to have a better meat ratio there than mostly bread.
Michael in Tosa, listening to WMDX, says the Big Mac is worse. It is a bun and lettuce with a tiny meat patty. The Whopper has the meat.
No, you can't say that. Arby's right. owns that.
Arby's, we have the meat. I'm gonna disagree with you, Zomers, on this one. I'm gonna agree with most of our listeners today. I'm gonna say the Big Mac is worse for the aforementioned reasons.
Maybe I would agree if I could eat a Whopper, but I'm not gonna try.
I agree with Ollie when they used to do the whole char broil thing and they have it like on a conveyor belt over flames. They were better then. But like I said before, the prices on the Whoppers have just gone crazy. And also they don't do the whole, I miss like the crown and the actual Burger King. It used to be a thing. They used to have a king that was Burger King. Just like you don't see Ronald McDonald anymore. You don't see Grimace.
You see Grimace.
Do you see Grimace?
Yeah, they recently had a. They did a thing on social media where they said they were going to have a Grimace burger, but you could at least get the Grimace meal.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar? Yeah, they're bringing those back a little
bit. Are they really? Well, good for them. All right, thanks for playing along. We'll come back with some news headlines after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday, TGIF, on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol. Summer,
summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day. And BK, have it your way.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Our what's worse today, Whopper versus Big Mac.
It
wasn't even close.
Yeah, Big Mac. Is worse,
according to
all
to
of
our
you.
Listeners. Yeah, yeah. So, well done, Zombers. Welcome back to the show. Some breaking news across the wires at this hour, according to many news sources. This one is from CNN. Kilmar Umbregal Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March, has been returned to the United States only to face federal criminal charges, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi this afternoon. For months, the Trump administration has been locked into an intense standoff with federal judiciary over court orders for the government to, quote-unquote, facilitate Umbregal Garcia's return from El Salvador, where he was mistakenly deported in mid-March, in a situation that one federal judge warned could present a, quote, incipient crisis, unquote, between the two branches. Umbregal Garcia has been now indicted on two criminal charges in the Middle District of Tennessee. Conspiracy to unlawfully transport illegal aliens for financial gain and unlawful transportation of illegal aliens for financial gain. I'm going to step away from the story. I'm not sure. Maggie Dawn may go into this more in her show. She's certainly an attorney. And Jim Santel on Amicus Law Review will most certainly be talking about this tomorrow on Saturday at 9 o'clock. But this, what it appears now, and pun intended, that the administration has trumped up federal charges against Embrago Garcia over something that he was already found essentially innocent of in the local courts. So now Trump has complied, the administration has complied with the judicial order to bring Embrago Garcia back to the U.S. from El Salvador, but now they've just created new charges for him on the federal level to send him right back to El Salvador. So disturbing to say the least. We'll, as I said, maintain and continue to watch this and have more updates, but that is the breaking news at this hour. Kilmar Embrago Garcia has been returned to the United States from El Salvador, but now faces at least two criminal charges at the federal level. Want to get to this. Tariffs, the Trump tariffs, and what's happening in D.C. And we, a lot of times these are tough to understand. But once in a while, somebody in Congress gets it right, as our former, a longtime judge down in, speaking of Tennessee, Judge Weissman, the late, great Judge Weissman, liked to say it, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. Want to play you this clip now from Representative Madeline Dean of Michigan, who is...
No, of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. Thank you for the correction. Of Pennsylvania, who is questioning Secretary Howard Lutnick on the tariffs. And over, she has some bananas in front of her. And this is simple to understand, and it gets the point across. Here is this testimony in Congress.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
But as countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration. And I yield back.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
Do you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment to the end? Would that be okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Sure. Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't
produce
bananas in America.
So the concept of building in America and paying no tariff is very, very clear.
We cannot build bananas in America.
Secretary Lutnick, I guess just pieced, I don't know. I mean, he could not have dug himself a deeper hole when Congresswoman Dean makes her point, we can't build or grow bananas in the United States. And so when Wisconsinites are going to the store and you're paying more for bananas or avocados or whatever it might be, just remember, it all goes back to the Trump tariff. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, 855-752-4842. Gene, listening up in beautiful Eau Claire. I learned, Gene, this week, did you know this? That Eau Claire's nickname is City of Bridges. Gene? Gene is here. Gene is not here. 855. Apparently, Gene, I hope she hasn't fallen off a bridge. I was on Schwab's show. We had this contest, this quiz between Schwab and I on Nightlight that Conrad put together. I won it by the slimmest of margins. I won it by one answer. But Schwab beat me on that one, that I did not know that Eau Claire is nicknamed the City of Bridges. Maybe we can sneak this in quick. Let's go to Mark in Pernissack. Mark, about 30 seconds. It's yours. What say you?
Yeah, well, let's, Licknut or whatever is not Lick. He's just a fool anyway. But for Donald Trump, let's get back to Donald Trump and for his D-Day acknowledgement. He didn't acknowledge that there was anybody else other than the Americans, British and the Canadians in the forces on D-Day, and that we have to acknowledge that the Poles were there, the French yes. were there, that all the Nazi occupied countries that were part of the alliance were there, and he could have actually included them. But
absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Up against the clock. Sorry, my friend. Stay tuned. Wild and wacky news for our friend Peter Rapine from E-Bomb's World next on the All Ball Show. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And farmers are just wrapping up their planting season, but in other areas of the U.S., harvest has begun. I'm Pam Yonke with a wrap-up on your agribusiness news for a Friday afternoon. Take, for example, the Southern Plains. The U.S. wheat harvest is off to a slower-than-usual start there. Harvest a little challenging because of persistent wet weather. Paul Paplow from Paplow Custom Harvesting says that's not what normally happens in that area of the world. So he said they're taking one day at a time.
So we typically start with everything in Wichita Falls, Texas. A lot of our acres were adjusted out down there this year because of the really drought. So right now we're getting a little bit of a slower start. So we started in Wichita Falls. We got some stuff in Kingfisher, Oklahoma to do, which machines in Wichita Falls will go there. From there, we usually come up to the Kansas-Oklahoma line in Kiowa and Anthony area. So we're starting a little bit later this year than normal just because of the crop failure down south.
Yeah, crop failure because of the drought. Now they can't get started with the wheat harvest in the south because of wet weather. Paul Paplow with Paplow Custom Harvesting. Remember, these custom harvest crews will basically start in one area and then slowly move all their equipment and personnel north, harvesting as they go. He's starting off, as he said, in Wichita Falls, Texas. Then he'll move up through into Oklahoma and farther north towards Montana, where he hears that they're actually ahead of schedule. Markets are next.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Managed to finish in the black for all of our commodities on a Friday afternoon. July corn was up 3, December new crop up a penny at 4.49. July soybeans 6 cents stronger, November new crop up 4, 10.37. July wheat up 9 at 5.55. The dairy markets, barrel cheese was unchanged at 186. 40-pound black cheese actually dropped 6 and a quarter to 185 and 3 quarters. AA butter was down a quarter of a cent, 255 and a half per pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 22 cents stronger at 1886, while August is up 32, currently at 1933 a hundredweight. Have a great weekend. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Overcast but calm today, with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a Bar Band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on a beautiful TGIF Friday afternoon, June 6th. After a long week of a fire hose of information, as they say, which can get depressing and overwhelming, what we want to end the show on is something we can laugh, we can relax, hang out with somebody we like. There's no better person to do that than our ongoing contributor, our friend. He's the managing editor of E-Bombs World with the bi-weekly Week in Review, Mr. Peter Rapine, live from New York. How are you, Peter?
Doing great, Todd. It's Friday, so right? Nothing to complain about. And now, it's been a long, crazy week of news, so we should have a great show.
Now, before we get into this, because you've been open about this, we appreciate that. People have asked because they say, we hope Peter's happy. And you've a while back, you met a wonderful young woman on a vacation in Mexico. And when you came on, for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, a very handsome, groomed Peter Rapine. What's all this about?
I'm meeting her in Zurich on Sunday, so I had to get a clean haircut.
As one does. Oh, I'm meeting my new girlfriend in Zurich.
Which, yes, to be clear, me playing Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River has nothing to do with that. Right. It's about a different, it's about a breakup that the president is
going through. No. Peter's fine. He's not going to the
breakup. Yes, exactly.
I just think you look happy. And
I am.
Along with my audience, we want you to be happy because we love hanging out with you.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
Well, have a great trip.
I will. It'll be nice to get away, unplug for a week or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's been crazy out there, as you probably know.
It's been absolutely crazy. So let's get into it, Peter. All these headlines can be found at eBombs, E-B-A-U-M-S, world.com. And again, this is not fiction. This is not made-up stuff. This isn't writers in a room. This is actual wacky behavior of actual wacky humans.
Yes. I like to say that we're funny, but we're not this funny. And clearly the biggest story of the week, something you guys have probably already talked about. Elon and Trump are having their breakup, their fallout. And I think maybe in the last couple minutes of the show, we'll read some of our favorite tweets. I don't know how much you guys have said yet. Basically, Elon called Trump a pedophile. Yes. And word is going out around that Steve Bannon is going to try to convince Trump to deport him.
We played the cut at the top of the show from Bannon on his show last night, calling exactly for that. It's gotten real.
Yeah. Let them fight. Just let them fight. Right? Yeah. We don't have to be a part of it. But one of my favorite stories this week comes from TikTok, like some of my favorite stories always do. And Gen Z, you know, we talk about them from time to time. Mm-hmm. They don't drink as much. They kind of do things their own way. They're blazing new trails. But there's a new trend going on. So headline reads, TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote, check the vibe.
TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote unquote, check the vibe. And for those that might not know it, that's kind of the new Gen Z phrase for vibing and checking. Kind of like, you know, what's the feeling? What's going on? Like,
yeah. What's the energy like?
Yeah, the energy. That's a good word. Yeah.
And in one of the videos, a 21-year-old, I think she's British, lady calls a bar and she asks, are there any handsome men there worth coming down to see? so a warning has gone out among bars. So be prepared for Gen Z kids to call you and ask you what the vibe is like.
And do we have audio with this one? Is there audio of Zomers for this one? No. Yes, there is. All right. All right, here we go. So here's some audio now. Gen Zers, checking out the vibe.
Hello. I was just wondering, like, is it any, like, good crack in the pub tonight? Like, is there any, like, hot ones, like, that may be worth coming down to see?
2 seconds now, let me tell you.
Okay, perfect.
Now they're having fun with this, but the cool thing is a person on the other end of the phone is having fun too.
Exactly. Yeah, loads of them. Come on down, right? What is she going to say? No, don't come to my bar.
Right. And if they get there, there is nobody that's hot. She's going to say, well, you just missed him.
You just missed him. Exactly. But it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek trend. Who knows how serious the kids are about it, but... Give a shot. You never know. It might work out for you. Call a bar that you've never been to before and ask, hey, what's the vibe like?
What's the vibe? What's going on there? And see, if I were running the bar and say, what vibe are you looking for? And then I'd just say, that's the vibe.
Exactly.
That was great. All right. Very good. Next headline.
So this video is about a week old and it was shot on a Delta flight that was delayed. And there's sitting there on the tarmac waiting to take off. And someone had the bright idea of allowing a young girl to sing into the PA system. So headline reads, people are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
People are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
And the audio for this one speaks for itself.
All right, here we go.
Every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I love to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know.
She just keeps going.
So, I mean,
uninterrupted.
The voice isn't that bad, but
no, she's not terrible.
I think if I'm on a plane and the thing is delayed and I'm ticked off because now I'm going to miss my connecting flight, the last thing I need is a 9-year-old singing Disney songs.
Yes, specifically Moana songs. not that I think that makes it worse or better. That's just a little detail. But yeah, if you're delayed, it's the last thing you want to hear. And I think the woman who filmed the video and posted it on TikTok was not upset. And clearly no one in the plane is yelling or screaming or telling her to stop. But when the video went on to Twitter, that's where people got their pitchforks and were ready to burn down this Delta flight.
Zomers, you have something?
I think one of my favorite parts of the video is there's somebody sitting in the row right behind her who puts on headphones at the beginning. And then at the end, it's just like, I give up and takes them back off.
I think you can't hear. Nothing against the young girl. I mean, she has a fine voice, but and I think it would have been fine to sing like, hey, do you want to sing one line or one stanza? But it just keeps going.
It keeps going. It keeps going. And you can't yell over a young girl singing into a, into anything. You can't do that. You're not going to get any points from anyone doing that. So you kind of have to sit down and take it.
There's part of you saying, she's saying, let it go. Don't worry about the flight. Let it go. Let it go. Now, that would have been kind of funny. Just the chorus. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Next headline. We're talking with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with our bi-weekly look at the wild and wacky week in review. Next headline, Peter.
And this one comes to us from France. France's budget minister caught eating her boogers on TV.
France's budget minister got caught eating her boogers on TV. Explain, Peter Rapine.
The audio for this isn't too great, so I'm going to have to do my best to paint you the picture. She puts her finger up her nose and then puts that finger in her mouth directly afterwards. My.
And she's like, it's not like in a corner. She's like up in front addressing Parliament or whatever they have over there.
Yeah, she's I assume that's what it is. It's a hearing of some kind.
Yeah.
And she clearly was a little hungry.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm not sure if that's a French delicacy. Oh, you know, they like,
like snails,
things over there. Yeah,
escargot. I mean, I've been in public a lot and worked in government, and especially when you're at a hearing like that, be aware, be self. I mean, it's just a in my opinion, it's a disgusting. I don't want to call it a habit, but some people do this, and I think it's just gross. Yeah.
I remember the last time I ate a booger. I think I was like,
you've done that?
As a kid, sure, yeah.
Oh,
I think maybe like seven or eight or nine, and I did it, and I was like, oh, I've lost the taste for this.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just disgusting. Yeah. All right. Thanks for – well, I do need to lose weight, Peter, so thank you with that. Oh, I will not be eating anything else this afternoon. All right, next headline.
Next headline, two Secret Service agents beat the crap out of each other outside Obama's house.
Two? Now, so these are two Secret Service agents beating the crap out of each other outside of Obama's house. Explain, what's going on here?
So the woman or person who was supposed to relieve a Secret Service agent of her duty was late for her shift. And there's a audio here of one of the Secret Service agents calling into the Secret Service dispatch saying, you better tell her to get down here immediately or I'm going to whoop her ASS. And she kept the audio for it.
All right, now here we go.
And there's video of the two agents fighting when the one agent does show up.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking. He's not just fighting; they're pushing each other up against a Secret Service car. Now what's going on here? Because I mean, former presidents get Secret Service for their entire life, but these folks, I mean, it's not like Obama is the current sitting president. Things should be pretty calm, but clearly the one agent was very late for her shift.
She must have had a date or was just getting tired and grumpy and wanted to go home and go to bed. But yeah, not what you'd expect from the Secret Service for them to beat each other up.
No. She had to catch a plane to Zurich. I'm not sure what she was doing. That's a little disturbing. I mean, if I'm President Obama, I'm like, maybe we should get a couple of new Secret Service people.
Yeah, you'd imagine that if you're a Secret Service, you'd have a level head. She must have really, really been late. I don't know how long I would have had to wait. It would have been like 3 hours plus some young girl in the back seat singing Moana for me to get that man.
All right, next headline, Peter Ray Pudd.
Next headline. There was a pigeon loose in a cabin of a Delta flight last week.
There is a pigeon loose in the cabin of a Delta flight. You know how much we love a good animal story here.
The audio on this one is fun. It's just a bunch of people screaming because they're afraid of the pigeon flying around. And there's one good Samaritan who has stood up in the center aisle and he has his jacket out. And it appears like he catches it, though it's kind of hard to tell because the video is not the best quality.
All right, well,
but if you want to hear the screams of all these passengers, it's pretty good.
We got nothing else to do on a Friday. Let's hear some screams on a Delta flight as a loose pigeon is snuck its way on board. Here we go. You'd think it was a snake on a plane. You know?
You'd think it was a bomb or something.
It's a pigeon.
But it probably got on through like the food service. There's no way it got through the airport.
No.
When they load on the hot meals or whatever.
Right.
But also imagine wherever that pigeon is going, it gets off the plane. It's like, I don't know where the hell I am.
Where am I? Thank you. Exactly.
I'm in Zurich. What am I doing here?
Thank you for bringing that up. Because what about the poor pigeon who now has no idea where it's at? It hasn't got a nest, a partner, it doesn't know where to get food. It's in a foreign land.
Well, yeah, you hear that woman screaming. Imagine how the pigeon feels. Imagine what the pigeon is thinking. Like, oh, shit.
Shoot. Yes, exactly. All right, next headline. Here we go. Oh, no, sorry. Got to take a break. Come back. We're going to do a little break. Come back. More headlines with Peter Rapine after this. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed 2 election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. 2 provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in 3 consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. And I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a check of weather, sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by our great friend Pete Schwabba and Conrad and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot and then Rick Smith across America. Don't forget the Brewers at home against the Padres tonight across several stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going down on Sunday. And don't forget it's being shown on the Roku Sports Channel. And if you stick around after the Roku Sports Channel, you can see for free, just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So a little plug for them for their great movie. Right now we have the great Peter Rapine. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World with his biweekly look at the week in review before he jets off to Tony Switzerland with a pigeon on board. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about how people were trolling AI drive-thrus with like insane orders. Mm-hmm. Well, this one comes to us from Australia. KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand Australian accents.
KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand the Aussie accents. Explain.
This one was cooked up in a lab specifically for me. There's a bunch of videos on TikTok of Australians getting very upset as they're trying to order their KFC. Specifically trying to order barbecue seems to be a phrase that the AI assistant doesn't really register coming from them. And we have a great audio for this one.
All right, before we play it, just to be clear, this is not people trying to intentionally punk like those other videos trying to mess it up. These are just actual Australians just trying to put in a regular old order at KFC in Australia.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Here's the audio.
Can I please get a slider?
Which slider would you like?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Delete the barbecue sauces.
Got it.
No. Delete the add-on of sauces.
By the way, I love a great Australian accent from a true Aussie like that. But what's no. What's KFC thinking? Don't they test this out with real Australians before they put it into actual function?
I mean, you would assume so, but that doesn't mean they actually did that. honestly, no idea. I just it's just funny watching Australians and hearing Australians go no. You would assume that they would have tested it out, but probably not. It probably was just like a model that they put an Aussie accent on, and it was just trained off of Americans.
Just another example. Forget AI. Have real humans. That's what I want.
Yeah. No, exactly.
By the way, what's worse, Big Macs or Whoppers?
What's worse, Whopper?
Really? Any particular reason?
I've had more Big Macs in my life than Whoppers.
Really? All right. That was our question earlier today, our What's Worse question, written by CP, by the way. All right, next headline.
Dude hits dance moves in school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops.
A dude hits dance moves in a school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops. What up?
So this story also comes to us from Australia, specifically Melbourne, the man has not been caught. A burglar broke into a school and stole a bunch of laptops from school. But before he broke in and stole the laptops, he was caught on CCTV camera busting some moves in the parking lot.
These robbers are just not smart. Okay, here we go.
Police in Victoria are seeking assistance identifying a burglar who had a temporary dance party in a school car park. The man arrived at a Sunbury school about 10 past 1 in the morning before being captured on CCTV busting a move.
And he's dancing
around. It's hard to tell with what a flashlight. Move he's doing. Yeah, it's not quite like, it's not the gritty, which is, I know, the popular dance move for like kids today. He's just kind of, you know, freestyling it. Which is bold because he also got away with the crime, or at least so far has gotten away with
it. He's like in a tracksuit. His face is uncovered. His headlights are on, so everybody could clearly see who it is. And he's doing, some kind of bad ballet versus, I don't know, hip-hop, and with a flashlight. I mean, did the guy take a gummy before he decided to do a robbery? I don't know.
The bravest robbery, you only do that when you know there's zero chance you're going to get caught.
Right. And the fact the guy is still on the loose. Yeah. All right, next headline. We're about a minute left.
Next headline. All right. All the best reactions to the Trump-Elon fallout. Right. What a glorious week it was, guys.
I thought of you.
Yesterday was one of the best days on the internet since 2016. I'm just going to rapid fire a couple of these things off. From Josh Sorby, this messy Trump-Musk breakup is truly the gayest thing about Pride Month.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Go ahead. Next one.
And this was the Elon bomb that Elon tweeted that really sent it all over the edge. Elon tweets, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they have not been made public. And then he ends it with, have a nice day, DJT.
And that's really when things blew up. When Elon basically confirms that Trump's in the Epstein files, that's when, okay, this is serious now.
And then from Franklin Leonard, the funniest possible outcome is definitely Trump deporting him.
And that's real, too. They're looking at that. They're thinking of it.
They're actually trying to do it. And then from Cat Turd, everyone's favorite cat, you know,
right.
Turd, everyone needs to calm the F down.
It's out of control. Truth is stranger than fiction. Peter Rapine always proves that with wacky human behavior. That's the Week in Review at EPOM's World. Peter, thank you very much. Safe travels, my friend, over to Europe. We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Also appreciate Brady Ewing being here as well. Zomers, as always, and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia landed back in the U.S. today after mistakenly being deported to El Salvador 2 months ago. He returns to face criminal charges after a federal grand jury indicted him for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the U.S.
It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's order that the Trump administration facilitate Abrego-Garcia's return after admitting he was mistakenly deported. Mohammed Solomon, the man accused of the firebombing attack at a Jewish rally Sunday in Boulder, Colorado, is due back in court, this time to face federal charges. A better-than-expected jobs report for May shows American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News.